T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If you just tuned in, Derek Chauvin sentenced to 22 and a half years. With consideration for good behavior, he could be out in 15 years. But just curious, we're trying to get your take, your reaction. Was it enough time, not enough time in prison for the killing of George Floyd? Dr. Rachel Pelos is a professor of law at the University of St. Thomas. She joins us frequently for perspective and analysis and context. And today is one of those days. Dr. Pelos, welcome back.
Thank you for inviting me again, Paul and Jordana. Appreciate it.
You bet. What was your visceral reaction after hearing Judge Cahill issue his sentence?
Well, with regard to the sentence itself, we did expect some sort of enhanced sentence, given that Judge Cahill already said he found aggravating factors in this case: cruelty, the abuse of power, the presence of children at the scene of the murder, and the killing in tandem with others. So the only question was going to be how far above the presumptive sentence of 15 years would the judge go? And basically, he went 7 years above. He sort of cut in half the state's request for an additional 15 years. But of course, the defense's request for probation, which they seemed to have backed away from in court today, was completely unrealistic. So this is much closer to what the government asked for, but I'm sure there are going to be very many people who are disappointed with this and concerned about the message that it sends.
Well, talk to us about that. What message does it send? And, you know, again, and your reaction also, I'm curious to know, as a U.S. state's attorney from Minnesota, and what do we take from this in the future? Hopefully we will never have another incident where a police officer murders somebody. I wish that for everybody. But if this does happen again, what is the message going forward?
Well, when we think about the actual time served, Derek Chauvin could be out in 15 years, which was the presumptive sentence. And so the notion that he's actually not going to be punished for the cruelty that the judge himself found applied in this case is going to be resuscitate concerns that when African Americans are killed by Anglo defendants, historically we've seen in this country that those crimes are not treated as seriously, either with convictions or with serious sentences, and that concern is certainly being reinforced as we're seeing in the widespread public reaction in live time.
So, Professor Pelos, correct me if I'm wrong, 22 and a half years, that is the longest sentence for a Minnesota police officer in our state's history, correct?
It is, and it is basically double the sentence that Officer Noor received for the killing of Justine Damond. What's different here is the intentionality and the many, many opportunities that Derek Chauvin had to step back from this. I mean, in so many other cases involving police killings, there's accidental gunfire, there's an attempt at self-defense because of incoming gunfire. The circumstances are much more murky. I don't think we've ever had a case like this before. I pray to God we never have a case like this again. So it's hard to find a case that is a valid point of comparison given the very unique facts of George Floyd's murder. And I think, you know, part of the concern is what happened again in the courtroom today. So One of the themes, I think, that we saw from the inception of this case was the insensitivity of Derek Chauvin to George Floyd's suffering. And I thought it was very key that George Floyd's brother asked in the courtroom today, why did you do this? What were you thinking? And I think a lot of people have been asking that question from the beginning, because so many police officers try to do their job with respect and honor, and so it's just it boggles the mind, how did this happen? And we still don't have an answer to that. What we do have are Chauvin's own comments, which did nothing to convey remorse, which defense lawyers, including me, tell their clients to convey at sentencing. And I understand he's in a tough position given multiple pending federal cases and his state appeals, but I think the off-key emotions possibly will just continue to fuel public anger. I thought his mother's comments, again, possibly harmed him more than they helped him. And again, you kind of think, how could a mother expressing love for her son, if that's what she stuck to, I think could have actually helped him. But she really did ignore the cognitive dissonance displayed today was a little bit stunning again. And when she said, when you sentence my son, you sentence me, understood. But Gianna Floyd has also been sentenced to a life without her father. And the failure to acknowledge that could be perceived as very insensitive. When she said there's no stronger bond than a mother's love, agreed. But that only reminded a lot of people that in his dying moments, George Floyd was calling for his mother. And what about his family's pain? So often defense lawyers ask their clients to acknowledge the pain on the other side, and I think there was a real missed opportunity in court to humanize Derek Chauvin, an omission that I think really has been present since the beginning of this, with many missed opportunities from the defense.
Okay. Rachel Paulos, I couldn't agree more. I was actually shocked at what his mother was saying, and the fact that the omission of the Floyd family, the omission of Gianna, the omission of the mention of their name was shocking to me and saddened me, because it just showed such a lack of awareness about anybody else. And let me ask you, as an attorney, what do you think that Derek Chauvin meant when he said there's going to be some other information in the future that would be of interest, and I hope things that will give you some peace of mind? Shouldn't we know everything about this now? And I don't understand what he meant by that. Do you?
Well, again, you know, I understand that his lawyer has a very challenging job, as does anyone defending a person in a criminal trial. It's always an uphill battle. But I think putting that statement out there without anything to back it up was, again, a miscalculation, and can only further fuel the speculation and the gossip that the Chauvin team has been complaining about since the beginning of the trial. If he had something today to say, this was the moment to put it all out there. As a lawyer, to go to your question, Jordana, I mean, there are only two options of how he can present this in the legal square. One would be in his appeal now, but you can't really bring up new facts in an appeal on the state trial track. The other would be if he's planning to cooperate with the federal government, plead guilty, and there's a suggestion in his papers that, you know, he was the product of a broken system, which I think a lot of police officers would take offense to. But if he plans to denigrate the entire police system, again, that would be the only other place that he could present facts that would be, I suppose, in one view, helpful to him, or in his view, helpful to him, or reducing his culpability, which seems to have been his goal from the beginning of this in terms of trial tactics.
Professor Rachel Paulos, University of St. Thomas, we so appreciate your perspective on this. Thanks for weighing in, and we'll be back for more. Thank you.
Thank you both. Bye-bye now.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. Interesting perspective. Yeah,
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.